From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A ferry boat chartered by the State Department is slated to depart Libya at this hour, carrying U.S. citizens away from the violence and unrest gripping that North African country. The ferry will head to the Mediterranean island of Malta. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in eastern Libya, where anti-government protesters are now said to be in control. She says there's a sense of uncertainty there.
There is some looting, certainly. There is a sense of lawlessness pervading. There are people out on the streets with guns, manning checkpoints, trying to keep some sense of order and control. And of course, the army and police are still around, still in uniform. They've just switched sides. But there is certainly a sense that things are not normal.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in eastern Libya. Italy's foreign minister, Franco Frattini, says hundreds of people are likely to have been killed in the Libyan government's crackdown on protesters.
We have no complete information about the number of people that have died. We believe that the estimates about 1,000 are credible.
The unrest in Libya and concern about a possible disruption in oil supplies have triggered a surge in oil prices worldwide. They've risen to their highest level in 2.5 years. And economist Hugh Johnson says Americans will be feeling the pinch.
It will affect prices at the pump. And because it affects prices at the pump, it'll certainly affect consumers or it'll affect the U.S. economy.
NPR's Giles Snyder says rising oil prices are also prompting airlines to try to boost airfares.
David Stempler is president of the Air Travelers Association.
With the ever-increasing cost of jet fuel for the airlines, they're being forced into this position. They're trying to stay in the profitable zone, and that's how they do it.
The major domestic airlines tried to raise fares last week on tickets favored by business travelers, but they didn't stick. Now they're trying again. Prices for round-trip tickets have been raised by as much as $60. The latest increases cover first-class seats, economy seats that can be immediately upgraded to first class, and tickets bought on the day of travel. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Chicago has its first new mayor in more than 20 years. Former Congressman and White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has won by a large enough margin to avoid a runoff. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports Emanuel will take control of a city facing major financial problems.
Rahm Emanuel walked to the podium while a frenzied crowd of supporters chanted his name. The former White House Chief of Staff trounced his five opponents but said now the work begins.
We need to attract and grow good jobs today and tomorrow. And we need to confront a budget deficit that threatens our future.
The campaign for mayor began last year when current mayor Richard Daley announced he would not seek a record seventh term. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
This is NPR News. Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin's state assembly have staged an all-night filibuster in the latest effort to try to put the brakes on a plan by the state's GOP governor to eliminate nearly all collective bargaining rights for public sector employees. NPR's David Schaefer reports there have been daily protests in the state capitol building.
As protesters banged on buckets and drums for an eighth day in a row, Republican Governor Scott Walker delivered a televised fireside chat to explain his plan to increase what public employees pay into pensions and for health insurance and to take away collective bargaining rights. He chided Democratic state senators for leaving the state to prevent a vote on his bill, saying failure to act could result in 1,500 state worker layoffs by the end of June. Public employees say they're willing to give the governor what he wants financially if he drops his attack on collective bargaining. A lone Republican state senator is proposing a compromise that would restore collective bargaining rights in 2013, but Governor Walker has already dismissed the idea. David Schaefer, NPR News, Madison.
Search crews in New Zealand are looking for earthquake survivors, and they've been forced to pull back from a large area of the country's second-largest city, Christchurch. Police Operations Commander Dave Lowry told TVNZ there's concern that one of the tallest buildings there may collapse.
The sad fact is that we're moving the resource we've got from this site to other sites where there's a higher probability of life survivability. We still have survivors, we believe, at several other sites. And at the end of the day, we have to make that choice. It's a hard choice. And like I say, my heart goes out to all the families.
Lowry says at least 75 people are known dead, but hundreds more are still missing. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support